One way of approaching foreign cultures is to apply a purely aesthetic perception to objects and consciously tune out the functional context in which the objects were created. In Europe, the idea of art for art's sake first developed during the period of the Enlightenment in the late 18th century. Pure, autonomous works of art were never intended to be part of some functional context. Indeed, they were not supposed to serve any practical purpose at all, including religious or political uses. Art for art's sake was seen as the antithesis of the medieval understanding of art and later of non-European art. All of the masterpieces of non-European art that are shown in the Rautenstrauch-Jost Museum were originally created for a functional context, generally a ritual, religious one. Today, however, the concept of art for art's sake is viewed critically in the European context as well. Here, too, art always has a function, whether as an object of edification, political commentary, status symbol, or an investment.
In keeping with the motto of the theme-based exhibition, People in Their Worlds, this gallery displays masterworks of non-European art with a particular focus on the human figure. Real people, ancestors, spirits and gods are represented in different ways, with each culture showing its own aesthetic sensibilities. These representations of the human figure, which diverge so sharply from the visualizations to which Europeans were accustomed, influenced and deeply impressed Western artists around the beginning of the 20th century. One of them was the surrealist Max Ernst, who incorporated formal elements of non-European art into his own works. It should come as no surprise, then, that his bronze sculpture from 1961, Appeasement, bears a formal resemblance to ancestral memorial heads of the Ashanti people of Ghana, or to the mask of the Nafana from the Ivory Coast, which appears in a photograph of Ernst in his studio taken in 1964. Touch the label on the showcase to see the photo yourself. You can also call up photos and background information about the other masterpieces in this gallery if you'd like to learn more about the object, its meaning, and its history.